WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 803, sunny and 51 today. And we welcome in the studio with us Long Island girl, Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Nice to see you sober. That night on stage was, we were having a good time that night.
Listen, you're ruthless. Nothing is sacred with you.
We had a good time that night.
You learned that very quickly. That's lesson one.
That was,
and we're only 30 seconds in, so good for
30
you.
30 seconds in.
We had a good time that night.
Yeah, really. It was. We met Teresa really for the first time because we've been on stage with her, I think, a couple of years in a row at John's. Yeah. We never really got to talk. But John Thiessen's Holiday Gala in Mulcahy's a couple of weeks ago. And so, why not have you in and talk to you? You're a lot of fun. And you're born in Hicksville, raised in Hicksville. You've been a Long Island girl forever. Which is pretty cool. Do you still live in Hicksville itself?
Yeah, I do. I live right next door to where I grew up.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh. We actually have a gate between my yard and my parents' yard.
You bought the house next to your parents?
Literally right next door to my parents. I have the best parents. Even Larry will say it.
Yeah.
Really? He's like,
dude, Larry was, that night on stage, I think you were going to give that man a heart attack. Because she's just throwing money around. $4,000. I want Ranger tickets. $7,000. I'm in. He's like, get off the freaking stage.
He's on the side of the stage. Listen, I can get Ranger tickets. What are you doing?
Exactly. I didn't get those Ranger tickets. Someone outbid me.
You know what was great? I forgot what you... If it was the Ranger tickets or whatever it was. There was a woman in the front row. She was... She was going back and forth. And you were like... I forgot what you were bidding for. And it was like... $4,200. Top that, you bitch.
I didn't say that, did I?
Oh, you might have.
Oh, you most certainly did.
That was for the Rayos dinner. That was for the Rayos dinner.
I think it was.
Oh, that's what it was.
You can't get into that restaurant.
No, I've been. I went once.
I've never tried to get in.
There's a girl in front who, she was bidding pretty hard because she wanted that. That's right. And you guys were locked in a woman-on-woman battle there for those
tickets. Was, and I was like, finally, listen, you want to eat there? Go right ahead. I am not paying $4,500 to eat at a restaurant.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. So, Thiessen is, I went there with John Thiessen.
Mm-hmm.
He can get you in. And the way, according to my math, he at least owes you that.
Yeah, you were a very nice
after the great
supporter on that night.
After the great Justin. Great.
You know why? John is like the most amazing man. All that he does and he gives is just phenomenal. Yeah. And I will always support him.
Yeah, no, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Even though he screwed you, Justin Bieber tickets up and made your daughter cry.
Sorry.
You know, it's funny because yesterday I was texting back and forth with him. He goes, you know, I haven't been on to talk about the toy drive. I said, Teresa Caputo's coming in tomorrow. Why don't you come? She's coming in at 8. Why don't you come in at 8:30 and we'll get it out there.
Yeah, stop by.
And he's like, no, you know, I don't want to interrupt. Now, John has never, ever said
ever,
no.
Ever
said no. I didn't know he screwed up the Justin Bieber tickets.
It was kind of, you know, it was an honest mistake. You know, John is phenomenal. You know, my daughter is a huge Bieber fan.
Right.
And
John Thiessen made your daughter cry.
Usually it makes children happy. Not in this case.
Yeah. Larry's going to be the one crying because now I'm still going to have to go buy floor seat tickets.
What happened? You were supposed to get floor seats.
I was trying to bid on floor seat tickets,
right?
And I ended up bidding on the mezzanine tickets. I mean, they're phenomenal seats,
right?
You know, fourth row mezzanine. But for Christmas, that's all Victoria wanted was floor seats to see Justin Bieber,
right?
So, but on the envelope, it said four seats, but it looked like it said floor seats.
Oh, that's where the screw-up was?
That's where it came in.
Oh, now he's got it out. Now it's an honest mistake.
Totally an honest mistake. So cut John a little slack.
No.
Come on. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Never been done on this program.
Right. No.
Not once.
No. The ball breaking that goes on between Thiessen and us is like kind of monumental. And he knows we got his back. And in the end, he knows. But, you know, the bottom line is he made your daughter cry. Right before the holidays.
We're talking Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. So you live right next door to your parents. That's got to be good and bad. Don't you get in each other's way? Didn't you ever want to be separate in a separate town once in a while? Were you on your own or were they always like overlooking you?
No, well, here's the thing. Like Larry will tell you in the summer, like I'll be on the phone and he'll come in from outside and he'll be like, are you on the phone with your mother? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I hear your whole conversation. He goes, because I hear you with your loud mouth. He goes, your mother's windows are open. And I hear the response. He goes, why don't you just go next door? He goes, why are you talking on the phone?
Right.
But my parents are so respectful. But it's just so,
works.
I mean, my dad, you see my dad on the show.
Yeah.
My mom, everyone always asks about, I I love my mom. She's my best friend, but she doesn't want to be on TV.
Right.
You know, so we respect that. But my dad is like so cute. So the other day, like I'm getting ready to leave for a shoot. My dad comes walking over. He's like, Larry, I need some gel for my hair. Like,
how old is your dad?
My dad's 75.
Right.
He's like the most amazing man. He's like, I need some gel. And he's like asking Larry how he should do his hair.
when you tell your parents you're going to talk to dead people for a living, how does that go?
Well, my dad was like, just stay away from me. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And my mom, you know, she was always supportive. I was always able to share with her what I was sensing and feeling.
Uh-huh.
So she's always been amazing, my mom.
Was it since you were a kid?
Since I was a kid, yeah. My mom said I always said like weird things and odd things. I'd be like, oh, how does she know that? And then when I told her, you know, like, Mom, I'm able to talk to dead people, she's like, oh, she's like, now that gives new meaning to monsters under your bed.
Right. Oh, really? Does she have the same thing? Or even a slight bit of it?
Well, my mom's very intuitive. I think we all are very, very intuitive, but we're also a very strong faith and spiritual family. So
I had my girlfriend in high school pulled this stuff with me, freaked me out.
Yeah.
Like, would be like, look through me and, you know, tell me Aunt so-and-so is whatever. And I'm like, you know, like I would lose. And I never really bought into it. And I don't, in most of the time, for some reason, I know that girl.
Yeah.
Knows other stuff that you're not supposed to know.
She convinced you, huh?
Right. Yeah. Even now, like, we'll get in contact a couple of times throughout the year. She knows when. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going through a really rough patch about 8 months ago, and all of a sudden I got a text message, are you okay?
Wow.
Out of nowhere. I'm like, see, I'm not that. No, it's not.
Why?
It's not, because it's like you're
but
inside my soul. Get out
things.
Of my soul.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, get out of
my soul.
My soul. Right. Leave my soul alone.
I'm the soul keeper. No, but that's the thing. It's not like, she just probably felt that you were going through a tough time. She might not know exactly what it was.
Right.
And that's the thing about what I do. It's never about people believing in what I do. I don't care. That's not it. I want people to believe and know that their loved ones are still with them, and that's it.
Right.
And there are so many
that's
common things.
That's a very big picture of the whole thing, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You got to be careful. We had somebody come in here. I forget that dude's name. He came in here, and he just like early on in the show, and he just looked at me. He was like, your uncle left money in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Before I know it, my aunt is swinging an axe and knocking down sheetrock. And I'm not even joking. Your publicist is laughing. No, there was nothing. There's nothing. Dude, when I tell you, went in there swinging an axe and knocking down walls looking for money.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, with what you do.
Well,
you know,
I can only speak for myself.
Right.
When I found out that I had this amazing gift, I said, I just want to help people.
Okay.
I only want positive information. And I always tell all my clients, if spirit brings up things about what you're thinking about doing in your life, that does not mean that they're telling you what to do. It's just basically spirit giving you that support, that if you choose to do that, or choices and decisions that you've made, that they support you. I never want someone to leave and be like, oh, well, my mother said now I could get the tattoo, or, you know, now I could. That's not what I do.
It's amazing to me the response. Women lose their minds when you walk into a room. I mean,
it just happened just now. I was outside walking in. There was a woman screaming through the fence. Teresa! I was like, oh, wait, was that a dead person or a real person? Because I couldn't see anybody.
Somebody over there, like at the veterinary hospital, I guess, yelling across the fence?
Yeah.
We have one of our sales girls, this girl, Brittany. She, like, she heard us talking about it. She's like, no, and I'm like, she's a person.
Exactly.
Relax. When you walk on stage and we tell, you know, there's going to be a meet and greet, we're going to auction. We're not auctioning off a reading. We're auctioning off a meet and greet. 2,000. I got it.
Yeah.
25. And the women are losing. And these dudes are like, oh, what the?
I know.
They lose their minds.
That's great.
I have the most amazing fans.
Yeah, you do.
I do. They're awesome.
They're way better than ours.
We could get $25 for them to hang on us.
Right.
Teresa Caputo's in the studio, Long Island Medium. Hicksville girl, still in Hicksville. We'll talk more with her coming next. Right now, 812. Ted's checking the roads.
Meadowbrook Parkway northbound. We've got an accident now at Hempstead Turnpike. Delay stretch.
Or sunny and 51 today. Teresa Caputo's in the studio. Hicksville Zone. Long Island Medium on TLC. She's got a new season coming up. And while the song was playing, we were just talking about how with your TV show, that like Teresa's going to do a reading today for somebody.
Right.
And I said, well, do the cameras go with you everywhere? And you said, yeah, they pretty much go and they shoot everything and then it ends up on the show.
Yeah.
But I said, aren't there some that aren't really good? Like people are either the person doesn't explain it well, or the message isn't really like compelling TV.
No, it's
but you're saying like this is it. This is what the show is.
That's exactly it. Sometimes if a reading doesn't air, it might be because someone wouldn't sign a next of kin. You know, like you know what I mean? Like, and no one would ever think of that. But that's why the show works. Because I always say it's not a reality show. It's a factuality show. Because it's real life, real situations that people on my waiting list.
How did the show happen?
My manager, Courtney Mullen.
Okay.
She's a friend of mine. And unfortunately, she lost her father over 10 years ago. And she had an amazing experience. And she's been in television for years. And she felt that my gift should, everyone should experience it. And she asked me if I wanted to
So you read her.
Right.
For her or by
just for her own person. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that turned into, she was like, we should do a show.
Yeah. Everyone should experience this. And that's the amazing thing with Long Island Medium. You know, whether you watch the show, you attend one of my live shows or read one of my books, it changes your life in a positive way.
When you do Westbury,
does
everybody you grow up with start banging down your door for
you? No.
What goes on at the shows?
Listen, I can't guarantee anything.
Right.
The only thing I know is that I'm going to show up with my hair and my nails done. Great dress.
What is with
and
the
my
nails?
Fabulous shoes.
Why are the nails so long, so big? Isn't that inconvenient?
No.
How do you do anything with those nails?
How do you do anything with no nails?
I don't know. Just look at...
This is how I get my hair, and that's all I'm going to say. These headphones are really messing up my hair. So
you're going to the gym.
You still got to look cute at the gym.
Well, yeah.
If you buy, like, if I go to see Teresa Caputo,
right,
and I go to Westbury, is the show?
So this is what's going to, it's like watching Long Island Medium Live. So I'm going to get on stage. I give a really quick speech on how I connect with spirit, how spirit communicates in a large venue, and then spirit just guides me through the theater, and I'll just start channeling spirit.
And it draws you to an individual? It may or may not draw you to an individual. So anybody who's in the audience has a...
No matter where you are. I don't know where I'm going to go, who's going to get read, what spirit's going to say, but I can guarantee you what you witness will be life-changing. That's the most common... I don't even know how to... It's a little early.
It's all right. Don't worry.
It's all right.
Understood.
Got a little spirit stuck in my throat. people, this is what they'll post on my social media. Mm-hmm. I went to the live experience. I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
But what I witnessed was life-changing. So you might not get personally read, but you'll be able to connect with a lot of things that go on, and you'll leave feeling different and more positive, and that's what it's about.
Now, guys,
my
guess, are a little bit more apprehensive than the women, correct?
Maybe.
If, like, when you...
Sure.
If spirit takes you to all of a sudden some guy in the audience who's just along for the ride with his wife because his wife is a huge fan or loves whatever it is, and all of a sudden you get in his business.
Oh, yeah, he's crying. He's done. Yeah. He's done. And then usually screaming in the mic, oh, my God, this blank blank is real.
So you make dudes cry.
Because I don't know, are you allowed to say that, like, words? No, you can't. You gotta say blank
blank,
right?
Blank
blank. Blank.
You make dudes cry?
Excuse me?
You make dudes cry?
I don't do anything. Spirit does that.
Because when they get to something so personal, it's kind of shocking. I think it's shocking
absolutely,
to have you say something like that to them.
But that's the point. Look, I'm the first one to say what I do is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And how could someone speak to someone that is dead? I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things that spirit talks about that are common. But then what happens is spirit brings up things that you either forgot about. There's no way nobody would know.
Mm.
And you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. How did she know that? And that's the thing. You don't have to believe in mediums.
Right.
But you're going to sit back and say, but what she just said, there's no way she would have known that.
Can you turn it off? Personally?
I've learned how to, where spirit really has to push me to say something if I'm not working. Because what happens now is when I walk into a space, everyone starts talking to their dead relatives. So everyone is, they're pulling on my energy.
Because you're so well known now, so people automatically start thinking, oh, grandma.
Right. But for the most part,
this is so confusing.
My fans are, like, amazing. Like, I'll be walking in the mall, and they'll be like, hey, Teresa, what's up? And I'm like, hey, how are you? And, like, I'll be with my mom, and she'll be like, who's that? And I'm like, fan. She's like, oh, my God. She goes, I would have thought it was, like, someone like you knew, like, from, you know.
Because everybody feels like they know.
Yeah. And that's the amazing thing.
How did you harness it? So, you know, you were young, you felt you had this thing, right?
Yeah.
And now you've turned it into what it's become, which is live shows, a television show, and you still do your readings for people and all the other stuff. Like, how did you take what was happening to you and make it what it's become?
Honestly, I just went with it. When I first...
You never fought it?
In the beginning, when I first found out my gift at the age of 28, it took me 5 years to embrace my gift. Wow. And I said, why would I do this for a living? Who's going to want to talk to someone that died? Like, I didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I learned after doing mediumship for many years is that people are left with burdens and guilts. Should've, could've, would've, and only ifs. I don't have any of those things. And those emotions don't give us the ability to heal and to embrace life. And that's why I do what I do.
Wow.
Not for any other reason.
That's heavy.
That's pretty definitive stuff
I feel like I need a drink.
All right, when we come back, more with Teresa Caputo, Long Island Medium. I want to know, like, what spirit is, like, in your head, like, hey, I'm here. Like, is it a genie coming out of the bottle type thing? You know, I'd like to know, like, what... I don't know. It maybe makes this helps us understand what you do better. If we find like what goes on in your head when this stuff is going on.
Oh my God!
I find it so interesting how much more open to this kind of thing women are than guys.
You'd be surprised how many guys are open to
it. Because like when we said, you know, you come on in and do the show, I was excited to just hang out with that girl that was on stage with us having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, like this other stuff. I'll be completely honest. I've never seen the show. Because I was never into the not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to hang out with that girl that was on stage having a good time and doing the auctions and we were laughing. Yeah. I was like, we'll have a blast with her.
Now she's got you.
And now I'm sitting there all like,
she's drawing you in.
Maybe there's something there. I don't know.
Maybe there's something. A little something.
831, here's Ted. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 839. You a rock chick? You just I noticed that twice now. You've been like playing the drums to the songs and stuff.
You could jam to anything.
Yeah? I was wondering. I picture you as like when you're young, maybe you're like the Madonna girl or something.
I was.
I knew it.
Yes.
See, I can read people too.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Teresa Caputo, Long Island Medium.
I need a little help. You know, there's a lot of dead people.
In the studio.
You can be my sidekick.
So tell me what this is when you're reading somebody. What is, you talk about it, spirit says this or spirit tells me this or whatever.
Right.
What is going on in your head? Is it a light? Is it a voice? Is it a picture of a person or a generic thing?
Well,
like,
for
what's
me,
going on?
Mainly, it's just I sense and feel things. So I will just sense and feel, say if I say, oh, there's a father energy present. It could be someone's father. It could be someone's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that was like a father to them. And then I'll just start to feel. Sometimes they'll labor my breathing. That means that someone passed from the chest.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel a pain in the back of my head, it means that someone died in a tragedy and they hit their head and they didn't suffer through that tragedy.
So a lot of it is symbols and feelings.
Symbols. I'll see flashes of things, like little movie strips.
Do you sometimes say that they're telling me something? So are you getting a feeling in your chest?
It.
Are you getting a light or a voice?
It's a little bit of both. And then all I know is that just stuff comes out of my mouth. I have no idea what I'm saying.
Right.
Larry will even be like, he's like, what were you just saying? That was really weird. He goes, because I know you know nothing about what you were just talking about.
Larry,
so it's just whatever comes out. You just let it flow.
You
let
said
it go.
You started taking this for real when you were 28.
Right.
How old were you when you met Larry?
18.
So he knew, he knew Teresa before this?
Yeah.
And now this roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. And he's still with me.
Yeah, huh? That's lovely.
Talk about a dude.
Yeah, right.
Hey, he gets to keep his hair nice, wear nice boots.
Yeah.
He comes along for the ride.
Did he ever sit there, like, as this is happening and he sees this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, while you were deciding to, like, what's he thinking?
Look, that's the point, too. I mean, you think Larry's like, oh, yeah, my wife talks to dead people.
No,
he's like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right.
How long did it take him to get, like, okay, I get it now, or get used to it, you know?
It was a while, you know. First, he saw that I was physically and emotionally getting better the more I learned and embraced my gift and was delivering spirit's messages. And then he started coming with me to, like, my restaurants or to group readings, and he would be like, hun, he's like, there's something. He's like, because the things that you were talking about, he's like, and I watched what you see. He goes, I know you literally know nothing about what you were just talking about.
Huh. So you're just riffing whatever is coming through.
Whatever spirit is making me feel and having me say.
It's so weird.
It is. It's amazing, though.
Yeah. Hey, let's get a call in here. Good morning, BAB. You got a question for Teresa. Go ahead.
It's the good. I have a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
Has she ever come across just like some kind of murdered or evil or just... nasty spirit.
Right, because it can't all be good, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. So.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
So, well, what about that?
I only channel souls that walk in God's white light, and that are going to deliver healing and positive messages. I've had instances where, in one particular case, a young girl came forward and she said, I was murdered by my spouse.
A young dead girl.
Like young her dead girl. She was dead.
Okay.
So her spirit came forward to you and said she was murdered.
That she was murdered.
Okay.
And my mom wants to know if my boyfriend knows, because then he ended up taking his own, it was a murder-suicide.
Okay.
So he ended up taking his own life. Right. So I could see that there was another soul lower than hers. I couldn't lower my vibration to communicate with him.
Oh, boy.
But she said, my mom needs to know if he realizes what he took from the family and if he's sorry. And when I, that was hard for me to say to the mom. And she broke down and she said, that's what I wanted to know. That's what I came here wanting to hear.
Wow.
Knowing that my daughter was at peace and mm-hmm. wanting to know if he knew and realized what he did and if he was sorry.
And so you give her peace of mind by letting her know his soul is that much, what'd you say, lower?
Lower, which means that his soul has more lessons to learn on the other side.
Or you can look at it, he's in hell. I could look at it like that, right?
Yeah, you could.
He's in the fires. He's got to learn to get out of there.
Look, spirits never said to me, Teresa, it's hot down here, so I go with that. There is no hell.
That's pretty good. And you say you only deal with spirits in God's white light. So you mean just positive things come through, but negative things will come and you just shut them down?
No, look, you know, negative things, what do you consider negative? Like if someone comes and say there was a big fight over mom's cocktail ring after she died. Right. You might interpret that as something negative. But if the mom comes through and says, listen, I know about the fight between you and your sisters. I know that you had to take the high road and you gave her the ring. Mm-hmm. You know, I support your decision. They're going to bring up something, maybe a negative situation or something that happened in your life to bring it up to validate that they support you in your decision.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was thinking more like dark evil, like the guy who asked, you know. That
right. Kind of
stuff. Yeah, so you just like
I don't want to be channeling any.
But how do you stop it?
What?
How do you stop that from coming through? How do you keep
Because if they're at a level... I don't know how it works, but something happens to my brain where my brain just goes to a different vibration or a different level. Like, it's like when I channel, it's like my brain just stops.
Okay.
It's weird.
I would kill to have that.
You're going to have to tune into season 7,
that. We'll talk about it all the time. Like, I can't shut my brain off.
Yeah.
I'm constantly moving, you know, constantly. And like you said, you know, I suffer panic attacks every at the drop of a dime. I've been dealt with that for 15 plus years.
I haven't really had a panic attack in years.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you're really at peace with yourself.
For me, it was spirit trying to come through, you know, and communicate with me. And that was just for me.
Maybe that's what I have in the Xanax, is keeping the spirits away.
Let him through. What are you doing? Yeah. Let him through.
Just what I need, another cross to bear.
Leave that Zanny bar on the counter.
All right, we got to let Ted do his thing, and then we'll do a little bit more with
Ted.
Ted's specialties.
Hey, morning.
He's got special talents, too. Not exactly like yours,
yeah.
But we've explored them on the show a lot.
Yeah.
He's interesting.
Yeah, he is.
Teresa's at Westbury. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, sunny and 51 today. It's 8:54 as you head into work. Teresa Caputo's on the air with us, Long Island Medium. Really good stuff about spirit. Like, I feel like I understand what goes through you a little better now. Like we said, your brain shuts off and stuff comes through. I'm like, okay, I kind of get that idea. I couldn't do it, but I see what you're saying. And then stuff just comes out. Pretty weird.
You're a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You are. You're a
fun
good
at parties.
Yeah. You're a good. Is what I saw on stage with you and Larry, your husband Larry, like to say, you're nuts running around and saying whatever you want to do, and he's like just trying to keep you like
reeling me in.
Right? Is that life? Is that
that's our life?
That's awesome.
Listen, sometimes I got to reel him in. You know,
right?
I'm not always the crazy one.
No, are you sure?
I plead the fifth.
But that's a good time. I mean, that's cool, and that comes out on the show.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
You know, people that meet us every time they see us out and about, they're like, oh my god, this is like watching Long Island Medium live.
Right.
They're
crazy. That's the best way to be though, is just be yourselves, that people don't see. Oh, that whole thing's an act.
It's
you
not.
Know? Because then you and Larry are very real that way.
Yeah.
And with your kids, too. Same thing.
My kids are awesome. Yeah. Like, my kids don't know any different. Mm. You know, they grew up, you know, mommy speaks to dead people.
Yeah, mommy's a freak. Right. And, that's all how it is.
They never, like, it. never occurred to them like that. That was weird.
But do you have their like the their friends' mothers? Like all of a sudden they want to come over for play. Like while there's a play yeah. date, all of a sudden they want to yeah. hang out and hopefully you'll decide to start talking to some dead people.
Well, it's funny. Once Long Island Medium started, I remember there was a mom that my son played on the baseball team together, and she called. She's like, "All those years we sat on the baseball field." She's like, "You never told me that you can speak to dead people." And I'm like, "No, like, how
and
do you?"
She
just
never
walk?
Knew.
She never knew.
Right.
Yeah, you that's can't cool. just walk around and be like, "Yeah, I talk to dead people."
So, what's the score? Yeah, it's so
what's
weird.
The score? Yeah,
we got it. You want to take one more call before we split?
Sure.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens here. B.A.B., who's this? And they're gone. And that
maybe,
one?
Maybe it's one of my dead friends.
Yeah.
Because all my friends are dead.
Phone issues again.
Hey, hi, B.A.B., who's this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth, what's up? You're on with Teresa Caputo.
Beth?
Hi, Beth, go ahead.
I guess my question...
How did I know this?
Spirit must be present.
Her phone's like, it's like the spirit's like, you can't like, talk about this!
Yeah, spirit does mess with
no,
electric.
It's mental, though, it's not. You know, I think they meant it, but
Your cell
they
phone.
Were depressed.
Your cell phone's breaking up. Try that one more time.
They were depressed.
Who were? We missed the
oh,
whole
soul,
first part of
if
what
If a soul
said.
Was depressed here in the physical world, what happens after they pass?
Yeah.
Okay. So from what Spirit has explained to me that when the soul leaves the physical body, they leave behind every and any disability and or ailment. They don't take it with them on the other side.
That's cool. That's a relief.
Yeah. It's really like rainbows and Skittles, what they tell me.
It's like Roger's life. Thanks for the call, Beth. We got to go.
Rainbows and Skittles.
Teresa,
I like that. I like it.
Teresa is there at Westbury this Saturday night at 7:30 at the NYCB Theater. You can get some tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Also, the new season of Long Island Medium premieres Sunday, January 3rd on TLC. We are definitely going to do this again because
absolutely.
Like I said, you're a good time.
All right, we'll set you guys up. Well, let's see. We'll take colors 20 and 22, something like that.
There you go.
Like keep it a little random.
If you want to follow her on Twitter, at Teresa Caputo, and the website is TeresaCaputo.com.
955-WBAB. We have two pair of VIP tickets with meet and greets with Teresa for this Saturday night show at NYCB Theater at Westbury. We'll set you up now. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good workout at the gym.
I will.
She's right on the way to the gym right now.
Got to look cute at the gym.
Love you guys.
Love you Teresa too. Caputo, bye-bye. Long Island Medium, 858. Here's Ted.
LIE westbound, heavy into the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway at exit 44. An accident there on the shoulder. Meadowbrook North.